You're listening to a Red Dot Radio podcast.
Guys, I'll be your host, but you're not here to see me. You're here to see the YouTube stars. They've traveled a long way. They're tired. They're hungry, but they're here to see you guys and talk to you for about an hour or so, I believe. So, without further ado, let me introduce them. First up, Mr. Joseph Vincent. Second up, we have Mr. Jason Chen. Of course, we have the beautiful, talented Tiffany. Now, of course, we also have to have the leader of the free world, Miss Anna Free. And the last, but definitely not the least, Mr. David Choi. Okay, welcome all of you. We are deeply honored to have all you stars here lighting up our lives. So we want to talk to you a little bit about what it takes to be a YouTube star. And I'm going to start over here with
yeah. Starting with me, okay.
I'm going to start with
what's up, guys?
Joseph.
How you doing?
So you're from California.
Yes, I am.
And when did you start doing these YouTube videos?
I started doing these videos freshman year of college in 2008. Yeah, around that time. That was the first video. Have you guys seen my first videos where I was wearing the bandana? Do you remember those? I see someone nodding, just one person. Then what? No one else watches my videos.
All right. Now, a lot of the students here were from Sonic Arts and digital new media and all these things. We're all the art guys, you know, various types. So what did you start off with when you started doing this? Was it just a plain video camera, webcam?
I started off with an HP webcam, stick mic that I used for Black Ops. Or no, what is that? Counter-Strike. And and I sang onto that, and it turned into this entire thing that I can call a career now.
Did you ever imagine that this would come out the way
no,
it did?
No, not at all. Not in a million years. I would hope for it, but... I mean, I went to school for a reason, just for backup, you know, just in case this didn't work out. It's going to be like a nurse or something.
Well, it seems to have worked out because you've appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show twice now, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the second time, she had a wonderful surprise for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we take a look at that clip here,
okay?
And see what's going on with that.
Uh-oh.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Look at that face already.
Yeah.
And we found you on the internet, had you on. We thought you were fantastic. Then Grayson Chance came along, had him on, and yesterday we gave him the $10,000 because he won the contest. But then we thought, well, we pretty much like you too, so we decided to give you $10,000 as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that expression.
That was really cool. I mean.
What was that like? Tell us about that.
I mean, you see that shot where I looked straight at the camera? I was actually looking at my parents in the audience, and they both stood up and they're like, "Oh my God!" And the one thought that went through my head was like, "I don't have to work for the summer." So it was amazing. I'm blessed to be able to be on national television twice, and I'm doing this for you guys, you know.
Yeah. Okay, now, last question. Actually, two questions.
Couple more.
But last question here is, do you have any advice for people who want to get into this YouTube posting and just generally becoming a musician and entering into that?
Is there anyone here that's posting YouTube videos? One right there. A couple of you guys, okay? All right. Well, me and Jason actually talked about it earlier in an interview. You just got to keep doing it. You got to do it for the right reasons. You have to do it because you love making music. Not because you want to make a business out of it. And I mean, you could see by our YouTube usernames that we weren't in it for anything. I mean, Mini Achilles and Hoorah J. Ankar wasn't not professional at all. But yeah, do it because you love it and you won't regret it.
Awesome, thank
Straight
you.
Up.
Yeah. Now the last thing is that you and Jason have collaborated a number of times, which is going to transition.
We just showered together.
We just showered together.
No, actually, no.
We did. We really
not
did.
Literally in the same shower, but like right next to each other because we just came from the airport. Showered in the gym locker room. Yeah. Right across the street. Yeah.
So you two have collaborated a number of times. Is it because you guys live really close to each other, or how did you guys hook up the first time?
You wanna go, Jason?
Wanna take this one?
Wanna take this one?
I wouldn't say we live close.
We're actually an hour away from each other.
But he did all the driving though, so
yeah.
I'm good. Yeah.
Just go to his house because he has a studio at his place, and yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How did we first? I met you at a show that you were performing at.
You gave me a call and I didn't know it was you. I didn't know who you were.
Oh yeah.
And we just had like a very intimate conversation.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Through somebody else's, through Scott Yoshimoto, it's another friend's.
And then
six phone.
Months later.
Six
I
months
met
later.
Him at a show.
Yeah. And that was really awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you were the one I called. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, that was the one. Me. Yeah. And then now we sing together.
And then we did Just a Dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jason, like, you're also from California, same basic area and stuff.
Yeah.
How did you start getting into the YouTube video thing? What made you want to do that?
Well, I mean, I started in college because my people I lived with told me to put up a video, and I said okay. And then I did that for about 2008. So I did that for about 2 years, just kind of for fun, until I couldn't stand accounting anymore.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that this would grow as much as it did for you?
Nope, I didn't even hope. I was kind of just like, I'm just going to sing because I like it.
So it's just basically, again, it's just for the love of doing it.
And yeah. Actually, David Choi was a big inspiration. I saw that girl. Yeah.
Very sweet.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
It seems like everybody here has actually inspired each other in some way or form.
Yeah.
I would say. Your first choice wasn't to be a YouTube star, though, was it?
No, it wasn't.
What was your first choice there?
Well,
what was your original aspirations in life here?
My original, when I was six, I wanted to be a truck driver. And then when I was eight, I wanted to be the president of the United States. And then from then on until high school, I wanted to be what Jeremy Lin is doing right now. I wanted to play in the NBA as the first Asian basketball player.
Possible.
Yeah.
Cool. well, if Spud Webb could do it, you can do it.
Exactly.
Exactly. If you don't know, Spud Webb is one of the shortest basketball players, but he can slam dunk a mean one. Let's get a little bit more on the technical side as well. Your first videos, I think, started off pretty much the same way as Joseph's, but you've come actually quite a long way. So what are you currently using to record and do your videos?
I started off with a MacBook Pro. Now I'm using Pro Tools, a Neumann U87, and some Distressor Ensemble. UA to Infinity.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about for the video? Do you do that yourself, or do you get somebody else to do that? Or
I do it myself. Okay. I just use a Canon 60D DSLR and a Final Cut Pro 7.
Okay. So you're pretty much a Mac thing all the way here. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. These guys
boot
love
camp it. Dual boot. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a look at one of the videos here and. Afterwards, can you kind of tell us what went into that video here? We've got this one.
I made that with my... I actually did that.
I'm so lost in love with no rhythm.
I'm starstruck, I'm so stuck with no sense of time. I fall apart when you're gone. I think that I need your love. Just pull me right back to start. I don't know what this could be. So lost in your mystery, caught up in your gravity. Don't know how you got such a hold on me. Caught up in your gravity. You know I never want you to set me free. Caught up.
So this is like the title track from your new album, right?
Yeah.
So this video did not look easy to make. Was it a technical challenge or artistic challenge?
Well, I mean, I didn't do it. But we actually had a team for this one. We ran in a lot of lights. There was a special effects team. But yeah, this took 4 days to shoot. So yeah, it was pretty tough. It took like a month to edit and everything.
Did you do the editing yourself?
Or was that no. Not for this.
Did you sit down in the editing process and stuff like that?
No, not for this one.
Not at all.
No.
Okay, so this one technically for you is quite easy to do.
This one was easy for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Difficult for them.
I just showed up and
you just showed up. Home. Okay. What about some of the other stuff that you've done? I mean, you've got a couple of tracks that were done about a year ago, and I can't recall the title. I'm sorry, but obviously. It requires a little bit of technical knowledge. So how did you go about learning to do like the Pro Tools and the Logic and everything like that you had to use?
I mean, everything on Pro Tools and Final Cut, it was basically experimenting. I just tried it, trial and error. Okay. Like, there are a lot of things I did before that I look back now and I could have saved like hours just by the knowledge I have now.
And most of the shortcuts, right?
Yeah, like kind of copying and pasting color correction. I used to go back to every cut and manually change it again and stuff like that.
And now you also did a collaboration with Tiffany.
Yes.
And how did that come about here?
I met Tiffany at a show in Arcadia. And it was like the first time I met her. I was like, hey, do you want to be on a music video that's going to be shooting like tomorrow? She's like, sure. I was like, awesome. So we met through that, and then the first song we did was Moves Like Jagger?
Correct.
Yeah, so she asked me to do Moves Like Jagger. I said, okay. And then
We got together and we did it.
And how was working with Jason for the first time? Was that?
It was really fun. thanks. I've been using a lot of different producers to do my songs. So it's always fun working with another artist that like is in the same thing, and we go through the same things. Does that make sense?
Did you find that because you both started off with YouTube, there's a lot of connection there, and really easy to work with each other because there's no airs about each other.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was trying to say. Like, we both have similar lifestyles, if that makes sense, and so. We both upload videos. We both understand how it's like when there's haters or when there's, I don't know, just the process of uploading a video or everything. So we get each other.
Oh, okay. And you started doing music stuff really early, like from 10 years old, right?
I started writing songs when I was 10. And I didn't start posting videos on YouTube till I was 15, which was in 2008. And so, I mean, yeah, I started young. I always loved writing songs, and so.
And now you have become like the 29th most subscribed YouTube artist. Yeah, how does that feel?
It feels amazing. I mean, like, I would have never thought or expected this to happen. Like, I mean, kind of like what Joseph said, it's like, yeah, there's that hope, like, oh yeah, maybe, you know, but it's not like, oh, I'm gonna be the next big YouTube artist, just watch. It's kind of like, well, those people are doing it, maybe I'll give it a shot, like.
And so it was just mainly just to do it for fun?
For fun, yeah. I loved music. I loved writing songs as I found YouTube. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I can get feedback on my originals. And I can sing cover songs because I realized that's what like helped get people noticed.
Is it important for you as an artist to get feedback on how you perform and on your original work?
Yes, extremely. Like, I don't know if any of you guys have seen my first videos, but I was really awkward. I might still be, I don't know. But I used to stare at the camera and I didn't smile that much, so it'd be like I watched them and I'm like, what was I doing? Like, how did anyone like me? But luckily, they saw the, I don't know. I don't know what they saw. I think saw something.
It was... Okay, let's ask it. Was it her voice or the way she looked? Everything.
Thank you.
Since everything is here, how would you like to have her perform for us? One song.
That would be fun.
Okay. Could you...
Do you want me to do that right now?
Would you? You can set up.
Sure.
What we'll do is we'll show a video of you before.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Okay. That sounds good.
So why don't we have a video while Tiffany is setting up, and we can see one of her videos here.
Mama ate your birthday. We got matching tattoos.
Grab a bunch of blankets and climb to the roof. Talk about our future like we had a clue. Never planned that one day I'd be losing
in another life. I would be your girl. We'd keep all our promises. Be us against the world
in another life. I would make you stay so I don't have.
Tell you a little story about the song I'm about to sing. I sang this in Chicago last month, and it's called Magic by B.O.B. And one of the girls that was also performing there was wondering what songs I was singing. So someone sent her my set list, and she was reading through the songs, and she's like, yeah, she's singing Tonight Tonight, Magic Bob, Glad You Came. And so I thought it was really funny, because Magic Bob, like... That's a funny name. So we decided we were going to make a song called Magic Bob. But it's Magic by B.O.B.
Magic. my mind, you'll see why it's been my rhyme. Stay on the road, so I call my mama when I got time. I hit the stage, go insane, then jump into the crowd. See when I rhyme, I flow in the beat like da da da. See, I deceive you with my intergalactic ether. I sing just like Aretha, so respect me like I'm Caesar. I kick it like Adidas, flowing sticky like adhesive. Be cautious, cause what I be on, I'll leave you with amnesia. I break all the rules like Evel Knievel. It's a spectacular show, cause my heart pumps diesel. Whatever you be saying, it don't entertain my ego. I do this every day, hocus pocus is my steelo. I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I've got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. No, everybody wants some press. So magic, 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 magic. Oh, ooh. I got the magic in me.
Thank you so much. And by the way, all of you guys got the magic in you too. I can tell.
Thank you. Another round of applause for Tiffany.
Okay, now, Anna, you're Tiffany's looking. No, here, you have no mic.
Mic.
You can use David's
Thank
mic there.
Thank you, David.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, David. No, this is yours. No, okay. Yours is here. David.
Thank you. Now,
hi, guys. How are you? Hi. That's awesome. I like that reaction.
Everybody on the stage, excluding me, of course, is from California, except for you. Now,
that's
you
true.
Live in the UK.
I do. I live in London.
You were born in Portugal?
I was born and raised in Portugal.
Okay.
Which is the most Western country in Europe, next to Spain.
Yeah,
that's where I was born and raised until I was 18.
Until you were 18. And then 18, you moved to the UK.
To London, yeah.
To London.
I actually did a degree.
And that was to
kind of like Jason there.
All right,
no.
Right.
Or actually, no, more like Joseph, did back, you know, backup.
Backup kind
backup
of thing.
Things.
Now, I understand that Portugal considers you to be one of its celebrities. You've appeared on a number of shows and a number of live shows there as well. Television shows, live shows. Can you tell us about that kind of experience? And
well,
how
it's kind of, it's a bit like, sort of, well, in Portugal, I'm recognized on the street. So for me, it's bizarre to fly back to London and sort of have that like anonymity again. But see, Portugal is like a really small market. There's only 10 million of us. There's not very many. So it's quite easy to kind of project yourself if you know what you're doing, like common sense. And it's interesting to have those two lives. It's refreshing sometimes when you know, I've been in Portugal a lot lately doing shows and preparing, because we just did the new album, so I'm preparing all that. And it's been a little intense, so it's nice to kind of come to Singapore and have very little people know who I am.
Well, they all know who
just
you are.
Just you guys, thank you.
Thanks. Now, did YouTube really help launch this career of yours, or was it kind of concurrently, or how did this work?
Okay, well, in Portugal or just generally? Because in Portugal is like a very specific story. Because because it's so small, what happened was that because I'm half Portuguese, there was a really big like telecoms company who, you know, knew that I was relatively big on YouTube. And they had this advertising campaign. They're like, well, we need someone to sell our internet. And they were like, well, why don't we ask Anna Free? Because she's like big online. So that's really just how it happened for me in Portugal. It's like one of those stroke of lucks that you know, they got in touch with me. They're like, so we have this massive ad campaign and we'd like you to do it. So would you? And so then my face was like on TV every single like ad break. You know, it was like cable TV. The owners of cable TV, and that's how it happened. So with my first single was at number one, just because of all that, it was just insane. Yeah, no, it was lucky. Like it was like 95% hard work and 5% luck.
And
that cycled back into your YouTube then.
Exactly.
And which has now
fueled everything.
Fueled everything out. And you have, how many albums now? Three.
So no, I have an EP, like a really small EP that I did like kind of for the fans, so it's kind of like okay. in between projects. Project. And I just finished recording my debut album.
Oh, your debut
yes.
album.
Yes.
And
yes.
when is that going to come out?
That's hopefully going to be out this year, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No, it's awesome.
Do you have any advice for budding musicians, whether they use YouTube or any other venues? What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, I don't know how many budding musicians we have here. Do we have a lot of budding musicians? Not just on YouTube. I mean, generally. Who plays an instrument? Okay, that's a lot of people. Okay, fine. Well, if you're looking to do something musical, then you should probably keep playing, first of all, and keep writing. So just stay in touch with kind of why you're doing it, you know, sort of like reiterating what you guys said about loving it. Do it for the love and not for anything else, because otherwise you really will be miserable, trust me. Like, if you don't love what you're doing, it's really hard to come to Singapore 8 hours ahead of your schedule. No, I'm joking. But it's good. No, it's good, it's good, it's good. But if you love what you're doing, then you're never going to feel like you're actually working. You know, you always just feel like you're living this crazy dream. And be genuine, you know? People know when you're not being genuine, when it's fake. So just be genuine and keep trying. Practice, please, please. Practice makes perfect, I swear. Yeah, so just keep going.
And with that, I mean, could you be a genuine, kind person and do a song for us?
Yes.
Awesome. While she's setting up, let's roll a video clip. And
oh,
see
right,
what she's
my
got.
Video, right. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do a video and then we can take your time to get
it's hard to see at this angle.
Yeah, yeah.
When I get a little close, you can make a move. Everything's gonna come true, babe. Don't you want some love, yeah? Don't you wanna be loved by me? Let your heart do the groove, yeah. Take a chance to set you free. Put your hands around my waist. You wanna taste it like this was the very first kiss. You imagine it's gonna happen, 'cause I'm the one that can love you like this. I'll be good to you. Promise never break your heart in two. This here is Rodrigo Cris, he's the producer of my debut album, Argentinian. He's gonna play with me. We're gonna play a song called I Want Your Love. It's off the debut album. And if you guys go on Saturday, you're gonna hear it with full band. Who's going on Saturday? Guys, seriously, should all the hands in the air. Seriously now, shocking. Okay, I Want Your Love. I want your love, that's all I ever need. I want your love, surrender it to me. I want your love, strong enough for you, babe. Ooh, baby, come over here, let history repeat. One day I woke up and I said that today's my day. Don't worry about a thing. It's no sin to let the outside world in. Groove on the street, oh, it's making me high. And then I saw you there with the magic in the air as you caught my eye. I want your love. All I ever need, I want your love. Surrender it to me, I want your love, baby. Strong enough for you and me.
I'm wrong. Oh, I'll put me on a rocket, one-way ticket to your heart. Yeah. Groove on the radio is making me fly so high. And then I saw you there with the magic in the air, and you got my eye. I want your love, yeah. That's all I ever need. I want your love. Surrender it to me. I want your love, baby. Strong enough for you, me. Ooh, baby, come over here. Let history repeat. Because this is not the way I fall in love. You might be the devil on the loose, oh, oh. Because you're so beautiful, I'll just, baby, give in to temptation with you, with you. I want your love. That's all I ever need. I want your love. Surrender it to me. I want your love, baby. Strong enough for you and me. Ooh, baby, come over here. Let history repeat. I want your love. Yeah. I want your love, yeah, I want your love. Sing it now, let history repeat. I want your love, I want your love.
Thank you very much. You're another welcome. Round for Anna, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. She's got my. David, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome back to Singapore.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi. Hello, La.
This is your second time? Third time?
This is my third time, I think. Third or fourth time.
Awesome. Hey, you must like visiting us here.
I love Singapore, La.
And
La.
What would you say is the most memorable part of coming to Singapore? What's your favorite thing here?
Oh, man. There's a lot. Every time I come out, chicken rice. Yeah. I love the chicken rice here. It's my favorite, one of my favorite foods of all time. I always crave it. I leave and I get really sad. And I just think about it all year until the next year I come back. So, yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, it's good to have you coming back again, performing. You've been doing this for now for quite a while. When did you first start doing the YouTube video thing?
Well, I put my first video up in 2005. This was the infant stages of YouTube, and I've been doing it ever since. I've slowed down a little bit, just because of laziness. And I'm not really... I found that I'm not really a video kind of guy. Like I don't really like video anymore. I've always loved music, and I still love music, and I just like doing music stuff. But to be honest, the video editing and stuff, it's pretty tough and very time consuming. So I just have other people do it for me now. So, so people who have a passion for it.
So I guess you could say you've matured and grown from the video part.
I've gotten more lazy.
To the very
with video stuff.
With video stuff, but your music though has really gone from doing mainly covers to a lot more and a lot more original works.
Right.
Can you kind of like what's your creative process or mm-hmm. how do you approach something? What inspires you to create a new work or a new song?
Well, I'm always inspired, you know, just living life. You know, you meet different people and, you know, your friends hanging out and stuff. And there's inspiration everywhere. And I like to write about everything I can. And, you know, even as stupid as, you know, Farting, which is a song I wrote a long time ago in the beginning of YouTube. It's called Fart. And, you know, music's everywhere. It's inspiration's everywhere. And I just love writing about everything. And, yeah, music's everywhere, you know.
So the early days of your YouTube, you actually did a number of humorous music videos. Was that just for fun, just to let off steam, or you were experimenting?
Nice one. Yes, it was to let off steam. That's why I wrote Fart.
Yeah.
Did you get it? Sorry. I don't know where this is going, but I apologize. But yes, it's just, yeah, it, for lack of a better word, it is to let off steam and to just, I like to write a bunch, I just like writing about everything, you know, whether it be relationships, friends, you know, breakups, being in love, having fun. Being introspective, you know, thinking about life. Just to me, music's everywhere, and there are no boundaries of what you can talk about. So.
Okay, and you now have 3 albums out, is it?
Yeah.
So, how has YouTube actually really helped you to realize this musical dream, I guess, in a way, or this musical aspiration? Did it start off that way, or is it something that just kind of evolved as you kept doing things?
Well, I knew I started writing when I was 16, and I knew when I started that's what I wanted to do the rest of my life, whether it be as a profession or as a hobby or whatever. I just knew I was going to do music because that's the only thing I can do in life. So that I just chose to do it, and I haven't stopped, and I don't plan to. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah.
Did I?
Let me get one last thing with a little bit technical here. All of the artists here use different methods for recording and things. Is yours any different? Do you use any special software, any special hardware for this? Or has that changed as well from the beginning to now?
It's always getting better. I'm always buying gear. I save money, and then I buy food and gear. I've been buying some clothes lately too, but it's because my mom tells me to buy clothes because I always wear the same things. But it's always getting better. I just like Jason. I use Pro Tools as well. It's the industry standard. Video stuff. I use Final Cut. It's a cracked version. And I use iMovie sometimes. I really like iMovie. It's awesome. There's a lot of good effects on there, and pretty much, yeah.
Okay, well, you've impressed everybody on YouTube, and could we ask you to do a song for us as well?
Sure, of course.
Okay, while David is setting up, we'll just listen to a little bit of a video here.
Thank you.
Check. All right.
That's okay. We'll skip the video here for a while.
Yeah.
We got the live one right here. So why do we need a video, right?
Oh, you want me to play? Oh, you want me to play this song?
No, any song you want. You just have to.
I'll play whatever you guys want. You really want to play that? Are you serious? I'll play a song from my new album. This one's called Roller Coaster.
Speeding so fast, take me through the loop. the water. I'm in this alone. It's just getting hotter. It's not the first. Sure hell ain't the last. I go back around again. Red, yellow, green lights flash. Everyone's watching from the ground below.
Thank you, David. One more round of applause for David, please. So, now is this the first time that all of you have come together to perform together in a single venue?
Yep.
Yes.
And this is kind of just, I'm going to open it up here a little bit. How does it feel to like come together, collaborate with one another, and to be performing all on the same stage?
I think it feels quite natural, at least for me. Like, I don't feel weird, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, the cool thing about YouTube is that everybody, you know, I've met Jason, I've met Joseph, and...
It's like they've all met each other except me, basically. I've never met any of them.
The first time today... Yeah, today? It was yesterday.
It was like, I don't know which day.
I don't even know what day today is.
Jet lag. One of these days.
But yeah, I mean, the cool thing about YouTube is everyone feels like they already know each other because, you know, everyone watches each other. And
we do.
Yeah, it's just very natural, like she said. It's cool. It's a good op. It's, yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
And obviously... YouTube has had an impact. But what about other social media? I mean, this is more than just posting up on YouTube. Is there anything other, any other forms of social media that you've used to kind of market yourselves or to promote your albums, to promote your singles. Anything else?
Well, there's the obvious things, Facebook and Twitter. We all use that to connect with our fans and get to actually know them. So I think it's really cool getting to know them on a personal basis.
Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I love Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's really weird because I don't know about you guys, but there's always certain types of fans on each of the networks. Like you have like you can have like crazy Twitter fans that just have no activity at all on your Facebook or anywhere, and it's kind of you kind of learn where your fans are at. Like I know there's someone who tweeted me who's here today. Who was it? Someone tweeted me was like, "Shout me out!" There you go. I shout you out. You know, like. It's interesting that you have like different types of fans that hang out on different networks.
Okay, and you guys all count fans from around the world, right? Is there any like demographic gathering of where most of your fans are from, or is it just kind of really all over the place?
For me, I know I have a lot of fans in Germany, but I think it's all over the place, and slowly it's getting bigger everywhere.
A lot of people in Asia.
A lot of people in
Asia. Yeah. Representing for the Asian Americans here. But yeah, I would say it's various. I checked my Facebook stats, and surprisingly, Germany was for me too, so.
Wait, number one?
No, number two. Number
Wow.
Germany, yeah. I gotta go to, I'd rather be here though.
I think my biggest city on most days is probably Singapore, actually.
Awesome.
I don't know, I just really love, I don't know about you guys, but I really love Singapore. It's like, it's just a, I just, it's just the humidity, that's all it is.
Yeah.
That
I love it.
It makes me like sticky and stuff. But you guys have enough like cool rooms like this that, you know, it's not that bad. Yeah, cool rooms. Yeah, give it up for cool.
Air conditioning. Woo.
Yeah. But yeah, for me, it's mostly the United States.
Okay.
Yeah. So, most of the time.
Yeah. Does anyone have any other last things? Would you like to say any last things? Have any last comments to the students here?
Why are you running away now?
You ran fast.
That was quick.
Joseph!
He runs away. thank you guys for coming. You guys are going to come to the show, right?
Yeah, come on.
Good.
How come none of you guys raised your hands earlier?
Exactly.
Yeah,
no. Thank you.
Don't be
like
shy.
Three people going, what? No. We are now.
It's at Resorts World Sentosa at the Coliseum.
Do you want to see us perform all together? Yeah. Yeah, that's... I don't know.
Right now?
Right now.
We didn't practice.
If you want to see them perform together, you have to go
to
the concert.
Oh, that's going
to
be bad. Oh, look what you did.
Maybe on Saturday. You can maybe.
If you guys come on Saturday.
That way you guys are going to come.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The teaser. I like that.
Trade off.
Yeah.
Right?
So I have one request, if it's okay with you. So I like vlogging. And would it be okay if I put them in a vlog? Like,
that'd be great.
Yeah?
That'd be awesome.
I think we...
Can I vlog too?
Okay. Jason's going to do the same thing.
I'm going to put you guys in my vlog too.
They were... Considering they were vlogging each other
they
earlier,
were. Yeah.
It's not surprising. They're like, I'm vlogging you, but you're vlogging me.
You Tiffany, ready? You can go first. Tiffany.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Okay, here
all
we
right,
go.
So,
the vlogging.
Me and Jason.
Hold on, it's not focused yet.
Oh gosh.
Give me a second. Sorry.
So we're vlogging, obviously. Vlogging each other.
Okay.
And we are.
Woo!
Doing a little interview / performance, and look at all these amazing people.
Yeah.
All right, now I have a question. Woo. On the count of three, can you all scream and like cheer as loud as you can?
Kay.
Yeah? All right, ready? One, two, three.
Woo! Singapore! Singapore!
All right, so I have one last request. Can you guys scream Music Never Sleeps?
Music never sleeps.
All right, so hold on. So when I say, what's up, Singapore, can you guys just say Music Never Sleeps?
All right, okay.
At the same time?
Yeah, at the same time. So, what's up, Singapore?
Music Never Sleeps.
That's dope.
Woo! All right, cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, you guys.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
We'll see you guys on Saturday.
And thank you all for gracing us. Let's give another round of applause. Oh, yeah.
Joseph and Vincent. I have two personalities, okay. I didn't bring my guitar.
You can use mine.
You can borrow mine, too.
Yeah, this is not an excuse.
Okay.
Now you're going to say, no, I'm left-handed.
Yeah, I can't say it. I guess it's this. Is this my ball? You put me on the spot. Wait, does this mic...
Okay. But don't break my strings.
You got it.
It's a joke.
I know.
I hope so. I don't want to be mean.
All right, here we go, guys. Yeah. I've just been in Singapore for like 3 hours, but here we go. Here we go. Can you hear? I don't want to break your guitar. Here we go.
I was standing on the other side, watching you leave, and I couldn't see you go. Know that I was so sincere when I said I need you here, 'cause this is your home. Now you're the one, my everything. Oh, if you stay, you'll make me sing. I'll give you my life, I'll give you my heart, and nothing will ever come between us, ever come between us tonight. I'll show you the way, oh yeah. Just promise me that you'll, promise me that you'll stay. Ooh, ooh. Promise me that you'll stay. Ooh, ooh. Oh, when you're with me, I feel so alive. You're the bride into my Clyde. We can paint the town, but you're so far, you're so far, and that can't even hold me down. You're the one, my everything. Oh, if you stay, you'll make me sing. I'll give you my life, I'll give you my heart. Nothing will ever come between us, ever come between us tonight. I'll show you the way, yeah. Just promise me that you're, and I know that our bond so true. You are to me as I am to you, and I know, oh, that we can sustain. Even though we ain't together, our love still remains. Woo! Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed.
Sing along. Yeah.
I don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message after the tone. But today I swear I'm not doing anything. Gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hands in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling at my snuggie. Click to MTV so they can teach me how to dougie. 'Cause in my castle, I'm the freak, yeah, man. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it 'cause I can. Ooh, 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 ooh. don't feel like picking up my phone to leave a message after the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing it. I'll give you my life, I'll give you my heart, and nothing will ever come between us, ever come between us tonight. I'll show you the way, just promise me that you'll promise me that you'll stay. Ooh, ooh. I'll promise me that you'll stay. Ooh, ooh. Promise me that you'll stay.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Anna, for letting me.
Another round of applause for Joseph.
Jason, Jason,
Jason, Jason.
What do you guys want me to sing?
Uh-oh.
It's on.
Can you, is this mic working?
I don't know how to play that,
okay.
Dude.
I can sing it a cappella if you guys want. Because I forgot my guitar player. Okay, I'll sing Best Friend.
Put him on the spot here.
Do you remember when I said I'd always be there?
Can you guys like...
Ever since we were 10, baby, when we were out on the playground playing pretend. I didn't know it back then, but now I realize you are the only one. It's never too late to show it. Grow all together. Feelings we had before, back when we were so innocent. I pray for all your love. Girl, our love is so unreal. I just wanna reach and touch you, squeeze you. Somebody pinch me. This is something like a movie, and I don't know how it ends, girl, but I fell in love with my best friend.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, now, if you really want to hear them sing, you have to go and catch them at the YouTube Stars concert, Resorts World Sentosa, on Saturday. And... can we have one more round of applause for David, Anna, Tiffany, Jason, Joseph? Thank you all for coming down. You guys came straight from the plane. You all have been here for a couple of days, 1-2 days, and still recovering from your jet lag. So thank you all very much. Check them out at the YouTube Stars concert. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.